How you doing, Dave?
All right.
Yeah?
Just changing the oil. Well, get your hands in there and feel what the people are all about. We used to get together in my room. It was these old projects, these Navy projects that were condemned back in the 40s. And we'd sit up there and rehearse, you know, or not rehearse.
It was your house, too.
Sit there and play like one riff, you know, over and over again. And my mom was very supportive, you know. She let us do it, even though she hated it, you know. She liked it. And, you know, we used to invite friends over to play if they had bigger amplifiers than us, you know, just to use them and things like that. And my mom, you know, at first I was playing bass. But my mom didn't want me to play bass. She wanted him to play bass. So, it's not that he had to, but he agreed.
And, I agree.
Yeah, you know, okay. So, and we used to sit there and, like, maybe play Smoke on the Water over and over again, you know.
One riff.
And it took about maybe two years before we figured that, you know, you have to tune together.
Two?
You know.
More than that.
You know, to, like, actually make, you know, something worth our while. Actually, our first show was in San Pedro with Black Flag, Plugs, Alley Cats, and The Descendants. Punk rock was to us that, you know, we were musicians, and we were stuck in this vicious cycle of learning covers, not doing anything with them, playing, you know, dumb parties, and
stuck
stuff,
in the garage,
you know? And you know, Mike took me up to a club to see these, you know, these bands, you know, and I just had the, you know, the attitude, God, I could do this, and it was open enough for anybody to jump in it, even though it was hard for us because we were from the suburbs to get gigs in Hollywood. We had the attitude, well, you know, we'll get gigs happening in San Pedro, and that's kind of like where, you know, Black Flag, you know, kind of showed us that path also.
Yeah, they were in the same.
You know, and the Suburban Lawns helped us out a lot too. That they had their own little studio in Long Beach, which is, you know, right across the harbor there. You know, it was hard for them to get a lot of gigs too. So they just threw their own gigs, and they invited us down, and it was like a lot of good shows. Many of the covers that we choose to play, a lot of them are from our past. You know, when we were young.
Some are from punk rock bands.
A lot of it has to do with being on the road and not being able to write material, you know, day in and day out, but wanting to change and try something different. So we, you know, play songs that we're familiar with when we were young. And, you know, that's how we usually work them into our sets.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Is Steve in there?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a band, and we'd like to play Champagne.
Oh, yeah?
It's open, like, maybe play one song.
one song.
Get them out, maybe.
Yeah.
If there's a tension between you guys in the writing of the songs, between something that's very overtly political or something personal, like, do you ever feel you're getting too political, or maybe you're losing out on something that's just... and not conveying enough that's personal, or is that a tension at all?
We complement each other.
There's no tension in between writing songs. We all write different stuff. We have our different ideas.
We want a whole bunch of dimensions to make it look real.
Yeah, we're into the freedom, you see. One of the things that makes us a band is that we all choose our own destinies, and the music is what we mostly collaborate on. Words to us are constantly changing, you know.
A friend of mine, Dick Fuller, said that this college is one of the most liberal colleges in New York. Now passing out these bumper stickers to put on all those Reagan Bush bumper stickers that you see around your town. Here you go. Pass these around. Down in New Orleans, all these jocks almost kicked my ass for handing these out. Here, pass them around. Anyways.
It's a very fine school.
Yeah.
Tulane University.
And this is what it's all about. You know, we gotta stop this madness. They're just Indians like me. The rest of us. And they're killing us. Yep.
Okay, explain yourself, Mr. Boone. Demonstrate on that light board there.
This is a very crude map of Central America here.
Mr. Boone here. At the board.
Imperialist forces are coming this way. not a revolution here. These poor people won't have a chance at all. And we're here to stop it.
When you guys play, okay, do you try to stay in control, or do you try is that your whole idea?
Try to stay in control? Why, doesn't it seem like we're in control?
No, it's really pretty hectic, actually. Yeah, like, you guys play a guitar on and throw it back. I mean, it's good, but it's...
I'm kind of in control. It's nothing like planned, you know, we just...
You just do it, you know, because
we've seen it done. And so many audiences go like, yeah,
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 guitars. Doing,
you know? Especially in Cleveland, it's like, bald-headed kid was like right in front of me going like, yeah, yeah, he's like, get down to his knees, so I get down my knees, me and Bones with the old X guitar.
Next thing I'm going to ask is, what if you guys could imagine what would be the best situation, the ideal situation that the band could be in now, or what do you envision that best situation being?
The best situation we can be in, the Minutemen could be in, is creating a situation where we don't have to write political songs. Our philosophy in the Minutemen has, we're students of democracy and the things that this country represents, not what it represents, but what it should represent. In our band, each of us has a vote. And each vote is valid. And if one decides to choose a certain path, then we all have to follow it.